Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, how nice is it? You know, isn't it wild, the ups and downs of this baseball season? It all feels lost, and then they can't be stopped, and you look at the standings and they're right around 500. I mean, this is exactly what Major League Baseball wants for a majority of its cities, to be still in it, but approaching the trade deadline with that should they not debate happening amongst its fan base. You look at the American League right now, there's what, two teams that are out of it? So that additional wild card spot has certainly done the trick. And well, last night, the offense doing the trick, three home runs. They've now gone deep in 9 straight road games. C-Dot, I find it funny you're talking about Jack Caglione earlier. Royals last night with their 9th multi-home run game of the year. 6 of the 9 have come since the promotion of Jack Caglione. It's, I don't think that's a coincidence. You know, he's a part of it once, but there's just no convincing me otherwise that his presence in the lineup, him standing in the on-deck circle, doesn't make you approach this Royals lineup slightly differently.
All right, I do want to get to the Royals. There's a lot of things I want to get your opinion on, but I have two, I guess, life questions to ask you about before we really dive into the Royals. The first one is, today is the 50-year anniversary of the movie Jaws. Is there a movie that you haven't seen that people would kind of, maybe look at you away? Nathan said that movie for him is Shawshank Redemption. I have actually never seen Jaws myself. Do you have that movie that you haven't seen?
Well, Jaws, but there are thousands. I mean, just so many. I mean, most of those 80s movies, most 80s movies I just passed on. So pick an 80s movie. Outside of really sports movies, miss me on all of them.
Have you ever seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever sat down, watched it start to finish, but I think I've seen enough of it to piece it all together.
Have you ever seen Breakfast Club before?
No.
Okay. All right. Breakfast Club's really good.
All those John Hughes movies.
Okay. All right. That's important. That's important to note. I was just asking. Somebody on the text line says, I've never seen Goodfellas before. That seems like one of those movies that, like, every guy has seen, like Forrest Gump and Shawshank Redemption. Goodfellas is on that list of a movie that everybody's seen.
And if you have cable television, it's almost if you have TNT or TBS, it's almost impossible to miss. There was a 5-year, maybe it's still going on. I think it's more AMC now, but it's always on, and yeah, that's a classic. But again, that's 90s, right? So that's wheelhouse for your boy.
Okay, last question here is, I imagine that your wife is watching this show, but a lot of my friends are watching Love Island. I'm starting to have the feeling of, am I too old to be watching Love Island? But I'm seeing the clips, and everybody who watches the show makes it sound like it's a really fun show. Have you dipped into this a little bit? Like, I know at some point you're not watching the Royals and you're watching TV with the wifey. Are you watching Love Island?
She doesn't really. She only watches TikTok. She's been completely overtaken by TikTok. So she's basically out. She reads a lot. And when she does watch something, she's watching TikTok. No, I haven't watched that, but no, if you want to dive into it, I got no problem with it. I mean, I stuck with like the Real World Road Rules, like the challenge shows. I watched that for a really long time. I've since given up just because I don't know anybody anymore. I don't have any long-term relationship with any of the contestants. So, but I stuck with that. Up, you know, I was in my 30s still watching that. So, no, if you want to get in on Love Island, go for it.
Okay, you know what? I appreciate that. I got a Josh Vernier seal of approval that I can watch yeah. Love Island. I really needed that because I was on the fence about it. I was on the fence if I could be
watching.
Let me
push you over, man. Go dive in.
100%. We got our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. That's here. It did feel like yesterday it was sort of that kind of breath of fresh air for Jack Caglione to hit those home runs. Like, you know, it was just, hey, when's the first one going to be? When's the first one going to be? He hits one, then he hits the second one. And you're right, like, to see them hit with power for basically, you know, this three-game stretch was really encouraging. J.J. Piccolo earlier this week was talking about positivity and just staying positive when it comes to the offense. I mean, this is the series that I think the Royals have been waiting for. Their pitching was no different than it's been this year, but they finally started to drive in runs. And if you're going to score four, six, and six runs the way that they did in three straight days, this is just a very difficult team to beat.
Well, I mean, you have to score runs to win. We know the pitching's good enough. We believe the defense and the base running is good enough, but the offense has just not done anything to score. You know, I've said it countless times. I'll say it again. You can't be both. You can't be both punchless and clutchless. Royals are still, you know, now tied with Pittsburgh, but dead last in baseball in home runs. Also dead last in baseball when it comes to OPS with runners in scoring position. You can't be both because you don't score if you're both. If you're basically asking for a single and then a triple and we get our one run and that's it for the inning. Or we're going to piece together five straight singles and we're maybe mixing a walk in there and that's how we're going to score. Man, you're not going to win very often. You're still going to win occasionally because of that pitching staff. But you know, this series against San Diego, that's not going to do it. You need to be clutch. You need to come through with runners in scoring position consistently, or you need to hit for power consistently, or do a mixture of both. But you can't be the worst in both. And they're going to be tested here in San Diego. Nick Pivetta going tonight. They're going to see Dylan Cease coming up in game two. So the pitching is really going to ratchet up. You know, Texas has a nice bullpen. They have some nice arms. But the guys you're going to see the next two nights will really put this offense to test. And, yeah, as long as they do one of those two things, there's no shame in losing. No shame in losing a game or two to the Padres. No, you don't want to get swept. But you got to do one of those two things. Come through with runners in scoring position or hit for power. And, we're seeing the power show up. We'll see if it can happen consistently because they're big leaguers, right? Of course they can do it for three games. Can you do it for a month? We'll see.
You mentioned it just a bit ago about, you know, teams are trying to make those decisions on whether they're in it or not in it. Do you see the Royals as in it or are you kind of unsure? Because I'm kind of at that point. I think it can go in any direction. Like, you could tell me this team collapses and they're trading Seth Lugo in 2 weeks. You could tell me that this team wins 10 of its next 14 and they sit in the second wild card spot and we want them to go pick up a bat and try to go for it. Like, I feel like they're at that very interesting crossroads on whether they can go for it or not. You watch them as closely as anybody. Do you see this Royals team as being in it?
I do. When you make a move as aggressive as calling up Jack Caglione as early as you did to me, you can't retreat a month and a half, 2 months after that, barring some sort of catastrophic reason why you're retreating, right? An injury to someone that is, a Bobby, Bubich. You know, someone that is irreplaceable. Something like that happens. Okay, we can discuss truly retreating and looking towards 2026. But no. To me, the off season you had. Now you mentioned Seth Lugo. That doesn't mean that you can't trade Seth Lugo and still believe that you're in it, because Lugo's gone after this off season. Do you want to get something for him? Do you want to take them all the way to free agency and lose them for nothing? You know, I think there is a way, and all you got to do is look at what the Detroit Tigers did a season ago. Tigers had a very similar record to the Royals. In fact, I think they had an even worse record than the Royals do right now. They traded away a bullpen arm. They traded away one of their top two pitchers, starting pitchers, and Jack Flaherty traded him to the Dodgers. They traded Mark Canna away. So the Tigers sold, but didn't truly sell, right? They weren't trading Tarek Skubal like somewhat, and they weren't building for years down the line. They were parting with guys that had expiring contracts, but giving their key players still the opportunity to go out there and win on a daily basis because they thought they had enough depth. If you believe in Noah Cameron and Chris Bubich for the home stretch, well, maybe you can part with a Seth Lugo. Maybe you're going to give Kyle Wright a start in September. Maybe the 45-year-old Rich Hill can hold things down for a few weeks in that number five spot in the rotation. There is a way where you can trade a guy like Seth Lugo and still be in it, still make an acquisition, still bring in the bat that this team needs to hit in that five spot between Vinny and Jack Caglione, to allow Salvi to drop in the seventh spot, to allow Salvi to be in a not less important position, but you can't ask a 35-year-old in the summer months in Kansas City to hit cleanup, to hit in the five spot, to be one of the key cogs of your offense. So I think they could still part with a Seth Lugo and still bring in that bat. So maybe that's a long way of saying, yeah, I can see all avenues. But the only way I see the truly wave the white flag avenue is if some sort of massive injury befalls this team.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, just getting his thoughts coming off the sweep that the Royals just had of the Rangers. We have passed the 50 AB mark for Jack Caglione. What have you seen that's encouraging? What have you seen that you feel he needs to work on?
Well, it's all been encouraging. You know, you mentioned it. That home run was a sigh of relief for him. Certainly for him, right? He's even made mention of it. You know, you're wondering when it's going to come. But if you're watching these games, if you're a fan, a teammate, a coach, an executive, the owner of this team, man, you're nothing but encouraged. Now, it's nice to see the result be a ball go over the wall. But if you've watched him through these first 14 games, it wasn't a when's it going to happen, is it going to happen, it's happening, it's probably going to happen today. Cags has been very impressive. The strikeouts, you know, the chase hasn't been as bad as I think many expected right out of the gate. Now, I understand the strikeout numbers are still, I don't know if they're concerning. You know, 12 strikeouts, 12 hits in 14 games. Okay, yeah, I was never looking at him to be the difference maker for this offense. What I wanted him to be, and what I think he is a weapon. You know, someone that the other team needs to game plan for. Someone that you say, all right, we got to pitch the guy in front of him differently because of that guy standing in the on-deck circle. I mean, the average big leaguer sees about 28% off-speed stuff. Jack Caglione right now getting 41%, because why would anyone give this dude a heater? You made a mistake yesterday, threw one at his neck, and he belted it to dead center field. I mean, the exit velocity that we're seeing on a consistent basis is reflective of some of the most powerful bats in the game. So everything that you had hoped, to me, has come to fruition, and the biggest of concerns, to me, have been silenced to a certain extent 14 games into his career. You know, defensively on the base paths, is he going to be a strikeout machine? Is he going to be chasing out of the zone endlessly? To me, it's been positive marks across the board.
Couple more questions here, Vernon. We appreciate your time. The first question is about the second opinion for Cole Reagans. So from Aaron Rodgers, while in Texas, Cole Reagans received a second opinion on his diagnosis, which is standard practice. The evaluation shows what the Royals originally thought. Cole Reagans is suffering from a rotator cuff strain, but it isn't as severe enough that would require more than just simple rest and recovery. Quote, it could be a lot worse from Reagan. Obviously, I don't want to be on the IL. I want to be out there helping my guys and helping the team. it sounds weird to say, given a guy who has had some arm elbow issues in his career and so far this season, but this sounds like good news for Reagans that he will be back at some point, I would say between now and August.
Yeah, certainly good news. Andy Rogers does a terrific job for MLB.com. And again, to go back to the Seth Lugo conversation, good news if you truly believe that Cole Reagans is going to be back and you think he's going to be healthy and he's going to be a force, it could make moving a guy like Seth Lugo all that much more easy, right? Trade deadline 6 weeks from yesterday. So, yeah, hopefully there's no setback. Better than he's going under the knife, he needs surgery. So, yeah, good news, but a long way away before we see him on the bump. You know, actions speak louder than words. If they move Seth Lugo, that's them telling you, oh, yeah, we feel good about Reagans.
All right, last thing here. Actually, I got two more things here. One's Royals-related, one's not Royals-related. Are you surprised that Bobby Witt Jr. wasn't leading shortstops at his position?
Yeah.
I was just surprised to see that, especially because it'd be one thing if you were losing to a Yankee or a Red Sox, you know, a team that has like such a great built-up fan base, such a bigger city than Kansas City. It would make sense why you were losing the popular vote. To be losing to a team that doesn't have a home with the A's, I was surprised that Bobby Witt wasn't leading his position.
Yeah, I don't get it. You know, I understand if honestly, my guess would be, and the way that you vote now, you can organize it by batting average, by home runs, by OPS, and really, no matter what you select, Bobby's not at the top. Jack Wilson, Jeremy Pena, they're at the top, and you know, I'm guessing a lot of people maybe just go through, pick either their favorite team or the guy that has the best OPS, the best batting average. You would like to think that Bobby Witt Jr. has broken through and he's a guy that people seek out and make sure that his name is selected. But, you know, I don't know if voting is like that necessarily anymore. Like, where's Mike Trout rank? You know, is there a name in the starting lineup? Is there a leading vote getter that is on there on name alone? You know, maybe I should know this off the top of my head, but I remember, I mean, so did you. Back in the day, Cal Ripken was an automatic, whether he deserved it or not. Derek Jeter was an automatic to be leading their position, whether they deserved it or not. I don't know if those guys exist anymore or if baseball fans view the All-Star game like that anymore. I was curious, and I don't know if you touched on it, C-Dot, if you know, especially for someone that's not, you know, knee-deep into the baseball minutia and unwritten rules and the, you know, you're not a baseball nerd like me. What did you think of the silent treatment that the boys gave Jack Caglione after his first home run? What do you think about the silent treatment altogether?
I thought it was kind of cool. Baseball just has like its own traditions that like seem silly to outsiders, but make sense to them. Kind of like, you know, you and your friends probably have like inside jokes or a nickname that you call somebody that it doesn't have to make sense to me. It just has to make sense to the group. That's how I took it.
Okay. Okay. Good. I was interested because I was racking my brain and trying to think of another, you know, silent treatment instance, you know, Hosmer, Gordo. I mean, back in the day, is it more of a new thing? Because I've heard of it. I just can't think of a memorable silent treatment. But that's Jack Caglione, one of the top prospects in baseball, his first big league home run, and the boys decide now's the time. I'm not a fan of it. I got no problem with it. You know, it's a totally different generation. Who cares what I think? But I was just surprised, especially since I can't think of a really memorable one in the past.
Last thing here, Vern, who do you have winning game 7? And I don't want to hear you are going to get off in enough time that you'll be able to watch game 7 on Sunday.
For sure. For sure. I'll be, I'm picking the Thunder. You know, if I'm betting, I'm certainly picking the Thunder. I think I'll be rooting for Oklahoma City. But it's weird watching this series. I found myself pulling for the Pacers. I didn't think that would be the case. We'll see if it changes on Sunday night, but I would bet the Thunder for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.